I'm here at the media staging area at the Family Dollar in Plaza Midwood. No officers are at the scene, but two CMPD helicopters are patrolling the area while media members wait to hear updates about today's shooting in Mallet Creek. So far, all we know is multiple officers were hit by gunfire during an investigation here in East Charlotte. In tweets, police have said the area has remained the scene of an active shooting. They have not said how many officers were injured or the extent of their injuries. We also don't know when the police will make their next update. Kenneth Lee, WFAE News. I'm still at the media staging area at the Family Dollar in Plaza Midwood, just a few blocks away from a multiple officer-involved shooting in East Charlotte. At this time, I'm at the staging area with a duo of CMPD police helicopters patrolling the area. We're still waiting for updates on any injuries in today's shooting. What we know is that multiple officers were hit by gunfire during an investigation at a home on Galloway Drive. CMPD also deemed the area as clear, and residents do not have to shelter in place anymore. Officers are questioning two of the residents who were found in the home. CMPD also said one shooting suspect was found dead. Police have not said how many officers were injured or the extent of their injuries. CMPD also said roadways in the neighborhood will remain closed. Kenneth Lee, WFAE News.
Joshua Iyer joined CMPD 6 years ago and worked in the department's North Tryon Division, one of the city's busiest. CMPD Chief Johnny Jennings became emotional, describing how Iyer had been named CMPD's Officer of the Month.
It was just last month I was in this very room congratulating Officer Iyer for becoming Officer of the Month in April. And he certainly dedicated his life and gave his life to serve our citizens. And I ask that you will keep him and his family and all of the others that fell victim this afternoon. Keep everyone in your prayers.
Jennings said Iyer left behind a wife and a 3-year-old son. The two correction officers who were killed were identified as Sam Paloche and Alden Elliott. They were 14-year veterans of the NC Department of Adult Correction and assigned to the U.S. Marshals team that approached the house on Galway Drive in East Charlotte yesterday afternoon. Secretary Todd Ishii said they, quote, died as heroes and made the ultimate sacrifice in their service to the state. The team was trying to arrest 39-year-old Terry Clark Hughes, Jr. He was wanted for 2 charges out of Lincoln County, possession of a firearm by a felon and eluding law enforcement. CMPD says when officers approached Hughes, he opened fire. The officers returned fire and Hughes died in the front yard of the house. Jennings said more fire came from the house, and some officers who rushed to the scene were shot when they tried to go into the house to extract wounded officers. 2 female suspects in the house were taken into custody. The U.S. Marshals Service has confirmed 1 agent was killed in the shooting. Lisa Wharf, WFAE News.
Charlotte, North Carolina is mourning one of the deadliest days for law enforcement in the city's history and one of the deadliest nationally in recent memory.
3 U.S. Marshals and a local police officer were shot and killed yesterday. Another marshal and 3 Charlotte-Mecklenburg police officers were wounded. They were serving a warrant at a house for weapons charges. The suspect, who would have been served the warrant, also was killed.
Kenneth Lee with member station WFAE in Charlotte was at the scene yesterday. Kenneth, what do we know about how the shooting happened?
Hi, good morning. Well, we know officers were serving a warrant at a home in East Charlotte on Monday afternoon around 1:30. They were looking for a suspect wanted for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The operation was led by U.S. Marshals Service Regional Fugitive Task Force. It's one of many such task forces across the country that bring together federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies to locate and apprehend fugitives. According to the police, things took a wrong turn when the suspect opened fire from their yard. The officers returned fire and killed the suspect, but then a second person started shooting at them from the inside of the house. An hours-long standoff ended when SWAT team members were able to go inside. They took 2 other people into custody, 1 juvenile and 1 adult woman.
Wow. Okay, now 4 law enforcement members were killed, 4 more wounded. What can you tell us about those officers?
Well, one of the slain officers is Joshua Iyer, a 6-year veteran with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. The chief, Johnny Jennings, described recently awarding Iyer as the Officer of the Month, and he choked up describing the loss.
He survived by his wife, Ashley, and his 3-year-old son, Andrew. We'll always be indebted to Officer Iyer for his bravery and his sacrifice for this profession.
The North Carolina Department of Adult Correction also said that two of its officers assigned to the task force have died.
Wow. Kenneth, how does this compare to other fatal law enforcement incidents in the city?
During the press conference, Chief Jennings said he couldn't recall a time where so many multiple officers were shot at once in Charlotte. In the last 3 decades, there have only been 2 incidents where multiple officers were killed here. The most recent was in 2007, when 2 CMPD officers were shot and killed. And it also appears to be one of the worst law enforcement days nationally in recent history.
Yeah. What do we know about the people inside the house?
Well, police haven't released much. They identified the suspect who was killed as 39-year-old Terry Hughes, who was wanted for multiple charges. The 2 other juveniles who were taken into custody have not been identified. We don't know what their relationship is to Hughes or if they lived in the house. So far, they're being questioned, but it's unclear if they're under arrest or if one of them is believed to be the second shooter. The chief said there's still a lot of unanswered questions. Right now, they're really just trying to put together what happened and why.
That's WFAE reporter Kenneth Lee in Charlotte. Kenneth, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
And an update to one of the top stories we're following. In New York City, Columbia University students protesting against the war in Gaza are occupying a campus building this morning. They did so after the university began suspending students who refused to leave the encampment. Student leaders say they are prepared if the university decides to bring the police in to arrest them. We'll have more on this story elsewhere on the program and throughout the day.
From 90.7 WFAE, this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I'm Eric Thiel. 3 members of a U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force and 1 Charlotte-Mecklenburg police officer were killed Monday afternoon during an hours-long standoff in the Shannon Park neighborhood in East Charlotte. Officers were attempting to serve a warrant on an armed suspect at about 1:30 in the afternoon on Galway Drive. 2 members of the task force, Sam Paloche and Alden Elliott, who were with the North Carolina Department of Adult Corrections, were killed, along with another officer who has not yet been identified. Charlotte-Mecklenburg police officer Joshua Iyer was also shot at the scene and died last night at the hospital. Chief Johnny Jennings spoke last night about the fallen officer.
It was just last month I was in this very room congratulating Officer Iyer for becoming Officer of the Month. In April, and he certainly dedicated his life and gave his life to serve our citizens, and I ask that you will keep him and his family and all of the others that fell victim this afternoon, keep everyone in your prayers.
4 others were also wounded in the standoff, including 3 CMPD officers and another member of the task force. The suspect was killed when officers returned fire from what police described as a high-powered rifle. He's been identified as 39-year-old Terry Clark Hughes, Jr., and was wanted for possession of a firearm by a felon and felony flee to elude. Again, here's CMPD Chief Johnny Jennings.
Right now, we believe there are 2 shooters involved. Again, we have 2 people of interest at the police station that are being questioned right now. And we have confirmed that the individual that was set up, that we were serving the warrant on, was the individual who fired the initial shots and was deceased in the front yard at the end of all of this. So,
a teenager and an adult woman were removed from the house where the incident occurred. Jennings said it was the deadliest day for law enforcement in his 30 years with CMPD. The 4 wounded officers have not yet been identified.
Shirley Gomillion stands on the front steps leading to the headquarters' front entrance. She holds a vase of bright red flowers and a card with a handwritten note to officers.
My heart goes out to the officers that we lost. Please know that their families and the whole police department is in our prayers.
She says she was moved to write the card after seeing reports about the officer deaths earlier in the day.
My heart just got sad because, you know, they have families too, you know.
She bends down and places the card and vase beside the pile of flowers near the front door and steps back to survey the memorial. She's far from the only one grieving for the 4 officers and their families.
You know, the last few days have it's just been very tough.
At a news conference earlier, Police Chief Johnny Jennings wiped away tears while reflecting on the deaths and those left behind.
This is certainly a tragedy that's going to impact, I would say, our country for a very long time. It's a scar on Charlotte, but a scar that won't heal.
The officers were part of a U.S. Marshals task force that was planning to arrest 39-year-old Terry Clark Hughes at a home in Shannon Park. He was wanted for possession of a firearm by a felon. When officers arrived, they say Hughes opened fire from the home's second story with a handgun and an AR-15 rifle, which Jennings said can penetrate police body armor with rapid fire.
And this individual is able to unload several rounds towards our officers within a matter of seconds.
Other officers rushed to help and were struck trying to reach the wounded. After an hours-long standoff, police fatally shot Hughes. Two women who were inside the home were taken in for questioning. At Tuesday's news conference, Governor Roy Cooper called the officers heroes and said he spoke to some of the injured officers and their families at a hospital Monday night.
Together we prayed. Together we gave words of comfort. But I know that the emptiness left behind in these families will continue to run deep.
Officials listed the names of the four officers killed: U.S. Marshal Deputy Thomas Weeks, who went by TW, CMPD Officer Joshua Iyer, who was just named Officer of the Month, and State Correction Officers Sam Peloche and Alden Elliott, who were members of the Marshals Fugitive Task Force. Four other injured officers are recovering. Outside the home on Galway Drive Tuesday afternoon, a steady line of cars carrying neighbors, onlookers, and news media crawls past the damage. The side of the home near a second-story window is riddled with bullet holes. The front door, windows, and parts of walls appear as if they were torn off. Sang Chun, who lives next door, says he was home with his 29-year-old son when the shooting began.
It looked like chaos, yeah.
He says he sheltered in his downstairs living room as gunfire echoed during the hours-long standoff. And he says he hopes police implement more safety measures for officers moving forward.
They need to learn from this, for safety for all law enforcement.
Standing on the curb in front of the house, away from the pack of news reporters, is a woman who didn't want to give her name out of concern for her safety. She says she was close to the shooter. She'd known him for 12 years.
I knew he was battling stuff, and I could tell. I had been trying to get him to open up, but he wasn't a person to open up and tell his business.
She says she came to the home to try to make some sense of the news, but so far wasn't finding many answers.
I don't even know, because I've just been lost all day since 7 o'clock when I found out. I can't call him. I keep calling his phone, of course. I'm not getting an answer. I don't know.
She pulls out her cell phone and shows the text messages the two had exchanged over the past few weeks. She says he had been going to therapy and told her he didn't want to go back to prison and leave behind his three kids. She brushes some hair from her face and looks toward the damaged home.
I'm left with a lot of questions, even though he warned me. He told me Thursday, you watch the news. If something happens to me, you'll know. In one of our last text messages.
She says she's grieving for all the families hurt and wrecked in yesterday's shooting. It's bad all around, she says. It's bad all around. Nick Della Canal, WFAE News.